Hey there, this is Tony Gephardt with World Services for the Blind, and for today's recording, we are going to take a look at spell checking using Microsoft Word with JAWS, particularly the Alt F7 way of spell checking. I have a document open where I've made a couple of errors to an already decent story just to mess with it and to see if we can get this to work. No promises, but I think we'll be in the on the highway with this one. So I'm gonna alt tab over to that document right now.
Leaving menus, zoom to move yesterday and tomorrow. Dot compatibility mode words yesterday and tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. I pressed my control key to shut JAWS up for a second.
Slow, slower.
I'm gonna press the control home key.
Top yesterday and tomorrow.
To just make sure that my JAWS is at the very tippy top of my document. So we're gonna read a little bit and see where our errors are so we can have some context. Let's use our reading commands with JAWS here first by using the down arrow.
Blank. Yesterday, today, tomorrow. There are 2 days in every week about which we should not misspelled worry.
Now, as you can see, JAWS will let us know right away that it's a misspelled word. It'll say misspelled before the word that it's indicating will speak. And generally, if you know, listening to it, you can generally presume what it's trying to say. But worst case scenario, if you cannot, we'll get into that with the spell checking. Let's continue reading.
2 days which should be kept free from fear and misspelled apprehension. One of these days is yesterday with its mistakes and cares, its faults and blunders, its aches and misspelled pains. Yesterday has passed forever beyond our misspelled control. All the money in the world cannot bring back yesterday.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to press my control home key to get back to the top because that is...
Top, yesterday.
We need to have our JAWS focus generally at the top of the document. So I recall hearing the word worry being the first one that... it was misspelled. So I'm going to press my down arrow just to make sure the error that I'm looking for is the one that it told me.
Yesterday, today, tomorrow. There are 2 days in every week about which we should not misspelled worry.
Okay, it's a worry. Almost like there's an extra Y at the end there. So I'm going to press my home key.
Home, not breaking space.
To get to the beginning of that line. And I'm going to press Alt F7.
Alt F7, menu, worry to move through items, press up or down arrow.
Now instantly it opens up a context menu. What it did was it took that JAWS cursor and brought it to the first misspelled word. And since it sounded like it said worry, we want the word worry, W-O-R-R-Y.
Ignore all, worry.
So right away, it gives us that suggestion. I can just hit the Enter key.
Leaving menus, edit.
Now I'm gonna read that line again. So I'm gonna press Insert and the Up arrow key to read the current line.
There are 2 days in every week about which we should not worry.
Okay, perfect. It looks like it fixed the issue. All right, fantastic. So we can move right along. So I'm going to press the down arrow key to go to my next line.
2 days which should be kept free from fear and misspelled apprehension.
Okay, apprehension. It sounds like there's a letter in there that got misspelled. So I'm going to press the home key to get to the beginning of this line.
Home, not breaking space.
And do Alt F7.
Alt F7, menu, apprehension to move through items, press up or down arrow.
So right away it gives me my corrected word. I can hit Enter again.
Leaving menus, edit.
Let's do Insert up arrow.
2 days which should be kept free from fear and apprehension.
Perfect. All right, on to the next. So let's go to our next line by pressing down arrow.
One of these days is yesterday with its mistakes and cares, its faults and blunders, its aches and misspelled pains.
Okay. I think it meant to say pains. So I'm going to press my home key to get to the beginning of this line again.
Home, not breaking space.
Press Alt and then F7.
Alt F7, menu, pains to move through items, press up or down arrow. Ignore all, pains.
Okay, pains. That's the one we want. I'm going to hit Enter.
Leaving menus, yesterday and tomorrow, dot compatibility mode word.
I'm going to hit Control to shut JAWS up. Now I'm going to do Insert up arrow to read that line back to me.
It's faults and blunders, it's aches and pains.
Perfect. Fantastic. So let's go on to the next line.
Yesterday has passed forever beyond our misspelled control.
Okay, control's misspelled. So let's do that home key.
Home, not breaking space.
Now Alt F7.
Alt F7, menu, control to move through items, press up or down arrow.
Okay, that's the one I want. Enter.
Leaving menus, edit. All the money in the world could not bring back yesterday.
Okay, perfect. We're done. The document is done. And just to make sure, we're going to press Alt F7 again.
Alt F7, menu, crutch to move through items, press up or down arrow.
Oh, it looks like we found another one that's misspelled.
Escape, leaving menus, edit, misspelled, crutch. Home, left parent. Possible author, Jennifer, misspelled, crutch.
Okay, so it's and that's a common thing you will see in some documents is some individuals' last names, depending on the author and the source of the document. JAWS in Microsoft Word does not recognize that individuals' last names are misspelled. So in that instance, what we can do...
Alt F7, menu, crutch to move through life.
...is we can down arrow to ignore.
Pitch, curse, crutch, ignore all, add to ignore all.
So we can click ignore.
Leaving menus, edit.
Okay. Now let's do Alt F7 again.
Alt F7, Microsoft Word dialog. Spelling and grammar check is complete. OK button to activate. Press spacebar.
And we are done. So I will hit OK button with my spacebar.
Space, edit.
And that's it. That is an introduction to using spell checker with Microsoft Word via Alt F7.